Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Heaven is Our True Home.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. We are undeserving of God. Sometimes, our choices and decisions tend to go against what could bring us closer to Him. God is a loving God. His justice is built upon His mercy. If God will not be merciful and will just practice His upright, just hand, then no one can be with Him in heaven. But the justice of God is built upon His mercy. He so desires that we follow Him. Thus, Jesus clears out the path to His kingdom. And the Gospel today gives us a picture on how we can be a true disciple of God. Each beatitude is a proverb-like saying packed with meaning. They are kingdom values and reveal what the life in the kingdom of God is like. They are contrary to our earthly values. These kingdom-like values, the Beatitudes, shape and form our lives and longings to be like God's life and longings. We also celebrate the solemnity of All Saints, and it is fitting that the Gospel is about the Beatitudes, which religious education teaches as the basic attitudes of Christ. This reading is fitting for the solemnity of All Saints because all the saints experience joy in the midst of sorrow or suffering. Jesus says in the Beatitudes that those who are poor or in mourning or who are persecuted are blessed. Today, we see a lot of sorrow. We see a lot of suffering. The Beatitudes gives us the hope. It gives us the path on how we can live up and live out a Christian life despite sorrow and suffering. That if we grow with the sufferings of Jesus, and despite our sorrowful, if we mourn and be sorrowful like the footsteps of Jesus, we will receive joy. Jesus describes those who are truly fortunate, the blessed ones. But it is not the kings or the presidents of the countries. They are not the conquerors. They are not the wealthy who enjoy this favor. Rather, It is the common people, those whom earthly success has largely passed by. The poor, the meek, the persecuted, the peacemakers. Perhaps a lot of people would ask, why would Jesus call them blessed? How can this be? Well, because though they may have been denied worldly riches or success, what can't be taken away from them is their potential to live rightly, their potential to live justly. It is all too easy for those who enjoy the pleasures of this world to try to float above such obligations. Jesus goes on to say that so long as ordinary people stand for the right things and do not retreat in their rightness because those who seem to have more power will prevail, then we can have God's kingdom. This is their kingdom. A kingdom organized not by emperors, not by kings, not by presidents, but by God Himself. And this kingdom is ruled by those who are poor, those who are meek, those who are persecuted for Jesus' sake, those who are peacemakers. In the Beatitudes, Jesus offers a description of the community of goodwill. His teaching will build in this world the kingdom of God. As we celebrate the solemnity of the saints, let us remember also those holy men, women, children, martyrs, and even those who are unknown, those who may have entered God's loving embrace without having been recognized. They stand together with the canonized saints. They may be our grandpa, our grandma, our uncles, aunties, our parents, or those people who we may not have recognized, or we may not know by name, but we see often in the streets, and who have come before us. Today we remember that heaven is our true home, and we are called to live out our lives following the Beatitudes so we can densely populate our true home.